We've been getting to know each other on the show for the last 24 hours, even though we've worked together for 4 years, and me and Emma have known each other for 10 years. We've still been getting to know each other. Reason being, I came across a TikTok yesterday that was basically this girl saying, here's a load of things I want my boyfriend to know about me, and things she tells her boyfriend. And I thought they were quite interesting. Sounded like this.
More things your boyfriend should know about you. What shape of glass you want when you ask for a glass of water.
Yes.
He should know whether you're more of a sandcastles kid or a dig a big hole kid. If you ever had braces, and if yes, if you then used the retainer according to instructions.
So then I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do that for Emma. I'm going to tell her random things throughout my life that I feel like she should know if she knows me for 10 years. Now you'll know me even more.
Totally. Yeah.
So I gave you some of these examples. I once ate a penguin bar in the middle of a tennis lesson and the tennis instructor gave out to me. My childhood teddy was called Bunny. My tea has to be in a big smooth mug or I won't like it. I always choose Yoshi in Mario Kart. When I was a child at my babysitter, she gave me a sandwich that I didn't like, so I flushed it down the toilet.
These are great. Because it's just those things that, like, yeah, it might come up in natural conversation across 20 years, but when you just have to think about it and spit them out, you're like, these are great little facts about you I just wouldn't have known.
So there's loads of little random things that Pippa knows about my family now, or loads knows about my childhood. So what I thought is, Emma, could you do the same for me, just so I feel like I can know you better?
100%. I've been thinking about this since, so I'll bring you on my little journey. I don't like when the previous Hoover user doesn't turn it off, and when you go to use it connects to the power, it comes on automatically. It's very loud.
I've never figured out how to put that into words, how much that annoys me.
It's very loud and it always gives me a fright.
Same with the hairdryer.
Thank you.
Turn the hairdryer off. Don't just flick it off.
Totally. I had a teacher called Miss Kavanagh in junior and senior infants in Dublin, and when I moved to Waterford, I cried for weeks about her, and we became occasional pen pals until I was about 10.
That's cute.
I like parallel parking and will always opt to reverse in, even if it's quite simple to drive straight in.
Love.
My brother-in-law makes the weakest and milkiest tea, and I hate when he makes me tea, but I can't tell him.
Is that David?
That's David. I have OCD and I have to turn off every socket's power switch before I go to bed. It annoys people, i.e. Jack, when they use the kettle in the morning and don't realise it's off and taking ages to boil.
Interesting. I didn't know you did that. Mm. So every switch, bar like the fridge,
I turn them all off.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really annoying for people. Hey, can't help it. I used to hide my favourite toys in play school so no one else could play with them, and then my mum would watch me go and find them in the morning and her and the teacher would laugh at me.
That's genius. My mum used to do the same for the Next sales. She'd go in and hide the clothes she wanted before they go on sale.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a queen.
She'd hide them in the middle of clothes, like underneath racks, and then go up on when they're on sale and be like, is that on sale? They'd be like, oh, it is actually.
It's a genius tip, that is. I'm going to start doing that in Zara. I found it really funny that kids in Waterford call trousers pants, because that's what we called knickers in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
It was good humour when I was 6. I first tried coleslaw after a horse riding accident when I was a tween. My aunt and uncle brought a homemade sandwich with really thick ham and coleslaw in a super quinn fresh roll to the hospital. And I still think about that sandwich to this day.
To the hospital?
Yeah, that's where I was.
Oh, you had an accident.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
That wasn't clear, I don't think, in the sentence. It was just like, I was just, once after horse riding, I had coleslaw. They brought it to me in the hospital. Didn't give us any context there.
Yeah, sorry. So I ended up in the hospital after a horse riding accident and they brought in this delicious sandwich. Oh, I still think about it. On injuries, I broke my leg when I was small and I still can't do the breaststroke properly since my left leg doesn't kick around in the circle like it's meant to, and I find that really frustrating. Hydrangeas are my favourite flowers, but geraniums are a close second.
Okay.
I rate plants more than flowers because flowers are already dead.
Love.
I think that's always a bit sad.
Aren't
they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas if you give me a plant, I can plant it and then I can always have my own flowers.
That's true. That's fair.
The first crush that kept me up at night was Chris Doran, who won Eurostar 2003 2004. Thought about him far too much.
Chris Doran.
What time is it, Mr. Wolf? In my opinion, is the best childhood game. First period, Tip the Can or Duck Duck Goose. And I loved being both roles in What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf? I think that's why I liked it, because I didn't mind if I wasn't on, because I found it just as fun as being off and trying to catch up to the wolf.
I'm really impressed at this by you. Like, you came up with all that on your own. Even though you...
On your own.
Even though that all happened to you, you were able to think about all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's...
These are obviously things that live rent-free in your head. I thought that was just me. who constantly thought of it, the fact that I ate a chocolate bar during a tennis lesson once.
I know. And then sometimes it's only when you're forced to sit down and really be with yourself that you think about these things and you go, God, that was a nice little moment between me and me.
Interesting.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like journaling and kind of like going back to relive it or something.
It was good. What's the best thing you learned about me this morning?
I enjoyed the light switch thing as well, because I feel like that's quite a thing a lot of people do. And the Hoover thing was interesting. Very, very interesting. I know a lot more about you now. Callum, you do tomorrow. I want you to do tomorrow.
Callum!
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to find out more about you.
And they all be, I'm from England.
Yeah. Right, we actually know that. Shocking. Yeah.
It's actually not groundbreaking.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.